This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
همه مردم عزادارن، یعنی احساس عزاداری میکنن. بدونید که قدر
All of the people are bereaved and grateful to your father, and this gratitude is due to the outstanding sincerity.
If Allah allows my blood to be shed, I am gladly willing to give my life up for him.
The blood of martyrs keeps this heart beating and keeps the way of Imam al-Hussein alive forever. The enemy must realize that nothing can stop us.
Today is a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani. Dear listeners, just recently, the great military commander of Islamic forces, the legendary Haj Qasim Soleimani, was cowardly assassinated by the U.S. armed forces in Iraq. This great man was a living legend and was extremely popular not only in his home country, but all over the region of West Asia. He was liked by all freedom fighters of the region for his outstanding leadership and intellect. General Qasim Soleimani was able to completely get rid of ISIS in Iraq thanks to the special and effective measures he took. One of the best things that happened under his leadership was the formation of the Iraqi Popular Armed Forces and Militia, known by their Arabic name Al-Hashdu Shabi, which literally translates as People's Mobilization Committee. Together with Haj Qasim Soleimani, this popular armed group was able to defeat ISIS. As you know, ISIS is a Salafi group that emerged after the fall of Saddam in Iraq. General Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani and the Quds forces under his command began fighting this group and became victorious after years of battle. This is the voice of Ayatollah Khamenei in the house of Shahid Qasim Soleimani.
همه مردم عزادارن، یعنی احساس عزاداری میکنن. بدونید که قدر
All of the people are bereaved and grateful to your father, And this gratitude is due to the outstanding sincerity which existed in him, because the hearts are in the hands of God. Without sincerity, the people's hearts wouldn't have recognized him in this way. May Allah bestow His blessings on all of us and all the Iranian nation. Today you saw how the people in different cities of the country came to the streets in great numbers and with exceptional devotion. You will also see his funeral with great numbers. These blessings are before our eyes, so we understand the value of martyrdom. What a blessing for Hajj Qasim, who achieved his dream. He cherished martyrdom, shed tears for it, and mourned for his martyred friends.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Two of the most important armed divisions under the leadership of Shahid Qasim Soleimani are the Fatimiyun Division, who are Pakistani militants, and Zainabiyun, who are Afghan militants. They're currently fighting the Takfiri elements in Syria. They're called the Defenders of the Shrine. They get their name from the holy shrine of Lady Zainab that they're guarding in Damascus, Syria. Until now, thanks to the measures that were taken by the commander, Shahid Hajj Qasim Soleimani, the terrorist groups in Syria have been unable to execute the plan of their Western masters of toppling the pro-resistance government of Syria. As for ISIS, in the year 2014, ISIS captured the strategic city of Mosul, and the Iraqi capital Baghdad was on the verge of collapse. However, thanks to the prudence of the great martyr of Islam, Shahid General Hajj Qasim Soleimani, along with the forces of Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi of Iraq, the forces of Islam were able to expel ISIS from Iraq. The prime minister of that time, Haydar al-Abadi, named Shahid Qasim Soleimani as one of the most primary allies of Iraq in their battle against ISIS. This is the voice of Shahid Qasim Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
Steps are flowing towards Allah. Surely we belong to Allah, and surely we return towards Him. What is better for a person than to choose a great death, a voluntary one by his own will? If Allah allows my blood to be shed, I am gladly willing to give my life up for Him. The brave men dance and parade courageously upon the spiritual battlefield. Brave men are the ones who dance upon their own blood. Since they are freed from the self, they clap their hands. Because they escaped from their own flaws, they make a dance.
تو مکن تهدیدم از کشتن که من تشنه زارم به خون خیشتن تشنه زارم به خون خیشتن
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. As everyone knows by now, the most influential figure who foiled the plots of the West and Zionists in West Asia, which they call the Middle East, is the legendary former commander of the Quds Force of IRGC, Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani. America had spent and probably is still spending billions of dollars, rather trillions of dollars, on bolstering and arming ISIS. Yet, Qasem Soleimani and the forces under his command were able to defeat them all with less than half of the money spent by America and the West. Of course, it is God who is helping them. Allah has said in the Quran that whoever helps his cause, He will definitely help them and grant them a decisive victory. On November 21st, 2017, Haj Qasem Soleimani wrote a letter to the great leader of the Islamic Revolution, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, and announced the end of Daesh and their domination in the region. He also informed him of the hoisting of the flag of Syria in Albu Kamal, one of the cities in Syria bordering Iraq. Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani had also shown formidable presence in rocket and missile operations against the cancerous tumor of the region, the apartheid terrorist Zionist regime of Israel. General Haj Qasem Soleimani was martyred on January 3, 2020. He achieved his dream of martyrdom, which he awaited for decades. May Allah bless him and further elevate his high ranks. Now we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab talking about Shahid General Qasem Soleimani.
Qasem Soleimani, one of the greatest and bravest generals of the Iranian army, joined his martyred friends after a terrorist attack on Friday, January 3, 2020. The enemy must know that we are a nation that is not frightened with blood and killing. Our children are born and raised with the love of martyrdom. We are not afraid of sacrificing our lives in the way of Allah. Just as our great leader, Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, said, "We are the children of Muharram." We were raised with the stories of real heroes such as Imam al-Hussein, Hazrat Abbas, and Lady Zainab. What is the enemy scaring us of? Death for us is sweeter than honey, just like Qasim, the son of Imam al-Hassan, said. Even if they cut us into pieces, just like Hazrat Abbas, just like Ali Akbar, just like Qasem Soleimani, they will never be able to take away our faith and our power. The blood of martyrs keeps this heart beating and keeps the way of Imam al-Hussein alive forever. The enemy must realize that nothing can stop us. The more they kill from us, the more awake our nation will become. And we will make ourselves ready to take revenge. Inshallah, God willing, the decline of the enemies of Islam is very close. And the uprising of our awaited 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is near. May we also give our lives in the way of our Imam and in the way of Islam.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.